Nutty Bites 42. Bloopers.
Me, me, me. Okay, volume level's good.
Show me who. Show me who.
That's because he's been off on a boat, completely sequestered and making noise while I talk.
Oops.
That's because he's been off on a boat, completely sequestered and held hostage by the Canadian Navy. And you are an idiot. That's because he's
No, it was a bad concept.
What exactly are you doing?
Oh, I'm not looking for an autograph of Shatner.
Okay. I don't think we have one.
No, I'm looking
Okay, fine, I'm leaving and getting one now too.
Well, I was looking for a D set to talk about something.
Okay.
What that I want to bring.
If you tell me which one it is, I might be able to help. Ah, yes, that will be on my side. There you go.
Ow!
This has become entirely too much of a show things off on video that won't be seen event.
It's not very helpful, but, you know.
So, let's see.
Pew, pew, pew! Anyway.
That is awesome.
I hate
Not only that, not only is it my autograph from George Takei, but he was genuinely super happy to meet me, super happy to be there, unlike a certain unnamed Vulcan actor who I will not mention because I hate him, and...
Nice. And I love that you got him as Animal Mother.
Adam Baldwin. Adam Baldwin. I walked up to him, and the very first thing I said was, "Do you know why I like women and children?" And he looked at me and he grinned ear to ear and said, "Because you don't have to lead him as much." I was just like, oh, yes. That was, and we had a conversation about who's fired the cooler gun, and he was a gentleman and discounted the minigun he's fired because it had blanks in it, but still soundly beat me.
Can you do me a favor? Hmm. Can you go to the fridge and get the thing from the from the Social Security office over here? I need to show off, which is not nearly as cool, but I need to show off.
This is not a flattering pose for me. What am I doing here?
I don't know what you're doing. Yeah, so I've got George K's autograph, too, and Patty Duke. So there. It's printed on a card that anyone can get at the Social Security office.
Ah, well, is it about is it about getting old? To boldly go into old age?
Yes, it's boldly go to www.socialsecurity.gov.
Welcome to Aboard the Night Bus.
Welcome to Aboard the Night Bus.
Welcome to Aboard the Night Bus.
What do you get when you mix two Hufflepuffs?
Gull, I want to go to Hogwarts so bad.
A Ravenclaw.
Oh, come on.
A Slytherin.
Like, I like my Hufflepuffs. Leave them alone. You want me to beat up Hagrid for you guys?
And a guest host.
Ollivander kind of creeped me out.
Well, I don't want to just say magic as the answer.
That is a good question, though.
Actually, it's Aboard the Night Bus, the new chapter-by-chapter Harry Potter podcast dedicated to taking a light-hearted and fun look at all things Harry Potter.
I'd wear my Slytherin kit every day.
From chapter reviews to character analysis, we're taking a not-so-in-depth look at all the things that really matter.
The Trout. The Bogart's the Trout. It's a fish.
Join us each week. For good discussion.
That's scary that, like, every conversation they have from now on is they have Peter Pettigrew there listening.
I'm going to argue otherwise, but you'll have to wait till I do Chapter 8 in our next episode to find out why.
A few games, chocolate frogs, pumpkin pasties, every flavor beans, and a bit of light-hearted banter. Does anyone get anything to add to that? No?
Not that I feel like adding at the moment.
Oh, okay. Aboard the Night Bus. Subscribe on iTunes.
Good, so that thing about the picking spoon isn't going to make it... Ah, crap!
They made me chop all my hair off.
Stupid.
I had bangs that were almost to my eyes.
Picks?
There are none.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, well... I was getting compared to the guy who used to try and dress like Justin Bieber all the time on my ship, so I shaved my head.
Justin Bieber dress, other than bad overalls when accepting his Governor General medal.
Or
his
Jubilee medal. Seriously, how did that kid get a Golden Jubilee medal?
Services to Canada.
Yeah.
As they've started calling it at work, they now call it the Bieber medal.
Oh.
Yeah. Do we have a topic?
Yes, I have a topic in mind.
Ah, I had like 5 subtopics.
Ooh, what were your subtopics?
They were random things like, who's your favorite 80s action star? what books are you reading right now, and other such things.
Does the instruction manual to my VCR count?
It sounds like topics one brings up on a first date.
Or what is
topics
the best?
Topics one brings up on a first date. That's a good nutty debate.
Yeah, that's been like 10 years for me. Let's not go there.
Don't bring up the snow egret thing. That sucks.
Yeah. And then what was the other one? Oh, yeah. Best death in an action movie. I've been on an action movie stunt. I think it's because I saw Liver Let Die Hard or whatever the crap it was yesterday.
I do think we should record too. And I would like to have a bit about action movies, especially because we're with Steve. So I can go on a rant against Commando.
No. No, that movie is sacred.
But what happened to Mendoza? I let him go. I thought you said you'd kill me last. I lied.
That movie was on a continuous loop for 2 weeks on ship, and I didn't even mind.
You guys made me watch that instead of some good sci-fi.
Then you made me watch Willow, and I fell asleep because that movie's boring as crap.
Shut up, Willow Rock!
That movie is single-handedly responsible for the crappiest mechanic in a live-action roleplay I have ever seen. If you want to petrify someone, you have to throw an acorn at them. No, seriously, they tried to integrate that into a LARP where people are clubbing the crap out of each other all the time. An acorn plinking off of my armor, I'm not even going to notice.
Hello, it's a magic acorn.
Yeah,
hello.
Well, these were going to be...
Debate. Save it for the debate.
Acorn slingshot. You won't notice it if I throw it, but if I project it at you with some sort of acorn gun... You'll
acorn
know.
Air cannon? Yeah, we've got air cannons in the game now.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, you just use a modified t-shirt gun and turn it into an acorn shotgun?
We're going to do that with rice.
Yeah, by the way, eye protection is now mandatory.
Yeah, the rice one was just a joke where I was talking about, I got a clue in from a friend of mine who's a pilot that you don't need a pilot's license to fly an ultralight. Mm-hmm. And I was going to try and find a place where I could rent one, and I was going to dress it up like a dragon and buzz the LARP. And then when they, like, because they're nerds, they're going to respond by firing arrows and spells at me. I was going to land in the middle of the field and have a smoke machine spew smoke out of everywhere and then stumble out of it and be like, thank you for saving me from the dragon. It was going to be horrible.
Just huck Molotovs at them while you fly overhead.
Oh, I was gonna have some form of flame projector going out. But the rice cannon was the one where I spew rice all over them and they all like, oh God, we're on fire. Yeah, it was going to be awful.
I do like that we get Happy Buddha in the background.
Yes.
Well, Buddha's always in the background of my videos. And apparently this time so is two bags of groceries. So.
You haven't recorded new videos.
No, I...
Or you haven't published new videos.
The year of Vlogging Dangerously died hard.
Once he went on ship, it just stopped.
I knew that was the risk of it, that it was going to die at sea. And it did. I recorded for about I recorded for about 2 months, like a little bit every day. And then, it was about a month and a half. And then I just ran out of ideas because acceptable conversation at sea is not acceptable conversation to public. So suddenly my brain was in the mode where, when's the last time I had a bowel movement? Let's talk about that. Oh, wait, no.
What you should do is the next time you're out, give the year of Vlogging Dangerously a burial at sea and like throw an old microphone or something over the side. Say goodbye.
I'll just throw an old camera.
Yeah, goodbye. Horrible idea. Glunk.
I'm going to try and focus on some projects with actual production value. One of them being my road trip. I'm going to buy 3 GoPro cameras and strap them all over my car while I do my road trip.
That's a lot of editing.
And a lot of hiring some poor editing bastard to do it for me.
You editing monkey, damn!
By the way, I noticed Steve is doing this. He's kind of jiggling in his seat, as Steve does. And you've got the knee going crazy.
Yeah, I'm also drinking my homemade Mountain Dew.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, nice. I'm drinking actual Dr. Pepper, which I'm not showing the logo of because then I'd have to pay them because it's on a camera.
No.
Wait, maybe they'll pay me.
I drink Dr. Pete.
That sounds like the off brand version.
It is. Soda Stream brand, yeah. I just found out apparently there's some oil that is in PepsiCo Mountain Dew and it was in Gatorade and a bunch of other things that they had. And there was a class action lawsuit that got them to remove it from Gatorade, but they won't be removing it from their soft drinks. Studies have shown that this particular oil can be connected for some people to have memory issues.
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly. But you drink
Wait,
the
what,
soda stream,
what can be connected to having memory issues?
Mountain Dew and Gatorade and a couple other sodas from Pepsi.
Those things can what?
You're a jerk face. But the soda, because we do soda stream, you're not ingesting it.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.
Hey everybody, I'm Tony.
And I'm Jay, and we'd like to invite you to listen to some of the great short stories available on the New Fiction Writers Podcast.
Yeah, that's right. And not only that, we have a fantastic community of writers that contribute their work at newfictionwriters.com for you to read when you're at lunch or whenever you think the boss isn't looking.
So check us out at newfictionwriters.com and join the community of writers and fans of short fiction. And while you're there, subscribe to the podcast. You'll hear some classic shorts from the past,
as well as some of the new stuff from up-and-coming writers.
That's newfictionwriters.com.
Hey guys, you think we got everything covered?
Yes, I think so. But maybe we should tell them if they know anybody who writes, or if they have a short story they'd like to hear on a podcast, they should contact us at newfictionwriters.com.
I mean, that story isn't doing anybody any good. It's just sitting there in the notebook. I could voice it.
I once knew a man who died before he ever got the chance to show anybody his work. I tell you, if he just had that chance.
That's newfictionwriters.com.